Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And we just want to start and focus and express our appreciation to God. He is in control of our times and seasons, and He knows our past and our future, and He is with us today. So many are going through so many hard times and so many things unknown and uncontrollable. And it often seems that the harder we try to control them, the more we feel out of control. And Lord, we just ask that you would go into those circumstances and those situations and just be the Prince of Peace that you are. Bring a calmness and a settledness and an assurance, Lord, to whatever the situation is. Be the God of peace and understanding and patience. And Lord, bring all things together. Bring your light and your understanding into these situations, that you would go before the decisions are being made and follow up with your presence after the decisions are made. We just trust that you know exactly what these situations are, Lord, and we appreciate and we thank you for being reliable and for being trustworthy and for caring about us. Lord, we also ask that you would give us clarity in the direction we are to go in. So many are just so, it's like everything they thought they knew is gone. And we just ask that you be the stability and that you constantly remind them, tap them on the shoulder and point them in the way that they need to go, Lord. Give them the assurance that they have not strayed, that they are on the right track, that even though they don't know what step to take next, that even as they pick up their foot and lean forward, that you will bring down, you will guide their foot each step they take, the courage and stamina when things are tough, that they would just get through some of these things. And when they look back, they will see your presence and see your guidance and your assurance. But we don't know why things happen so often. And we do know, Lord, though, that you know not only why, but are in control of it. So many things in life, so many things in this world don't have any explanation. And Lord, we thank you anyway. We thank you for being you, that regardless of the circumstances, you are our God. You are loving and kind and in charge. And we thank you for that. And Lord, those circumstances and situations that you desire to change, Lord, give us the right questions to ask. Lead us and guide us and give us the assurance that the decisions that need to be made, that we're hearing clearly from you. Lord, right now, be a clear word, a clear guidance, even by a song or a dream in the night or just a new direction the next morning. that those who are seeking those directions, Lord, will have an assurance that they have heard from you and they know which way to go. And for some of you, it's not going to be like a bolt of lightning. It will just be, this makes the most sense. This way, I'm going to go this way. And just go that way. Don't be concerned that there was no huge revelation or a big emotional relief. Just go that way. And it's up to God. He will change your direction if you're not heading in the right direction. So trust him. He will prove himself faithful. You have put your life into his hands. He's accepted it. So this is you don't have to be concerned that he's not leading and guiding you every step of the way. So Lord, just be at peace in the world, in these individual circumstances and situations. Just be peace. That peace that passes understanding, that peace that can't possibly exist in these circumstances. Lord, we thank you that you are peace. And the strength, Lord, that passes our own ability. Lord, we ask that you extend that where it's needed throughout the world, throughout our country, and in these individual circumstances, Lord. Lord, and bring your new healing, a new kind of healing that is generational at its core, but a fundamental change in the DNA. The DNA that we receive in our bodies and the solical even DNA, where we inherit a way of thinking and a way of being and a way of approaching life. Just ask that you would convert that solical history, that DNA, into a kingdom DNA. That we would no longer see ourselves as victims of the past or our future or our present, that we have nothing but opportunity each day, that we wake up and we experience the full opportunity of each day, that each day is everlasting, that each day is eternal. Lord, and for those who are seeking justice, I ask that you give it to them, that you work speedily on their behalf, and that those who have been, who have gotten away with things, Lord, reveal that as well, that your justice and uprightness and righteousness would be the standard, and not what feelings and emotions or intent is. Lord, bring into alignment and into the light those things that have been hidden. Lord, we pray that you would work specifically on behalf of these people that have been seeking you for righteousness and justice in the courts. And Lord, we also ask that you would reveal yourself in these situations, not just to bring about justice, but that you would make yourself known. Lord, that you would touch the hearts of those who have been rejecting you, that you would pour out your presence and a longing and a recognition that you, not only are you God, but that you love them. And turn their hearts, change them, bring them into a relationship with you. Make yourself known to them. Lord, in doing that, I just ask that you would do these things speedily, that there is so much on your plate, Lord. We want to take up responsibility in those areas, Lord. So for each one of us, I just ask that there's things that you want to share with us. We want to hear. We want to hear what we are to be interceding about, what we are to be seeking you about. be clear with us in giving us direction as to what our projects are for this time. Part of our challenge, Lord, is we have part of our history, our DNA, solical DNA history, is that we leave things to others to do because we're not in the right situation, we're not in the right circumstance, we don't feel capable. And yet, Lord, we know that you have put every single one of us on this earth for such a time as this. Because every time that you have a project for each one of us to be focusing on and learning how to live as a spirit being, learning how to overcome, be a warrior, to pursue and be patient and persevere and strong and courageous, and to follow through on those things that you have put on our plate. But we ask for clarity, Lord, and give us that, even a desire to pursue those things, because they will be fighting our historical DNA. Our soul wants to quit. Our soul wants to leave it to others to do this and to do that. And yet, we then turn our back on the eternal life that we are to be living now. That our spirit being has captivated and captured that eternal life for us. And one of the big resistances we experience is that we put off either on someone else's, we leave it to somebody else to do, or we put it off that it's too late for us, or you're going to take care of it, or we'll take care of it in the next thing. Lord, those things that we can do today, teach us and persist with us to do them today. We don't want to miss out on what you have for us, for our sake and for the sake of others. And again, we thank you. We know this is all, so many things are coming to a head right now. And the more you reveal yourself, that as that light shines, the earth shakes. As your light shines, governments shake. And as your light shines, our enemies shake. And that's not very comfortable. And we accept that. We accept that there will be discomfort when you come. So, Lord, again, we thank you for what you have done in our lives and what you're going to do. And, Lord, I ask you also for healing, for physical healing specifically, that there are situations that you know about, Lord. And I just ask that you would touch those situations for physical healing. And anybody listening, just whatever your physical need is, even if it's not, you know, a lot of times we categorize the need for physical healing as fourth stage cancer or, you know, going in for surgery, you know, and the Lord says anything in your physical body that needs to be repaired is a candidate. If your physical body is challenged, if there's anything in your body, he wants you whole physically. So ask the Lord, Lord, heal this right now. If you want to put your hand on the area, if you just want to hold your hands up and ask, Lord, heal this right now. And Lord, I ask you to heal that right now from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet, any area, especially knees, especially joints. All the joints, all the five senses, the hearing, the vision, even the taste and the breathing, and the nose problems, and the skin problems. So especially relating to the five senses right now, and the five senses in the joints. And Lord, I just release your healing, and I give you free rein. We all give you free rein to do the healing that you want to do in our bodies. And again, we thank you ahead of time for what you're doing. So we are, last week we were talking about, again, how to be objective about hearing God's voice, about being specific, coming up with a strategy and a plan. You know, when you have a project on your plate, like we were just talking about, and you accept it, say it's in your real, you know, in your, you're doing a home improvement, or you have a project at work, or you're cleaning out the garage, you come up with an idea first. And you look at the parameters, and you go, okay, how am I going to do this? And very often, coming up with the parameters of the project determine the success of the project. For instance, you wouldn't start cleaning out your garage at 10 o'clock at night. You wouldn't go in, ask for a raise your first week on the job. And yet those might be projects that God is even speaking to you about. But we want to look at, okay, part of the project is the planning, the strategizing. So we don't want to be impulsive. We want to be objective. And so we look at, okay, how do we hear God? Now, we've been talking through quite a variety of different approaches and hearing him and kind of dissecting the process. But if you're hearing him, following another pattern or another set of steps or another approach, fine. There's more than one way, more than one process. If you are hitting your goal of hearing God more and more clearly, I want you to be able to say, I know him better now than I did last week. I'm living more in the Spirit now than I was 6 months ago. I see progress in area after area compared to last year. I see healing occurring in my life. I see overcoming myself, overcoming the world, overcoming the devil and his little buddies. I see that happening in my life. I have confidence that I'm hearing from God. I have confidence that when I need to hear him, I can tell it's his voice. If you can say, I'm more freely giving of what I'm receiving, and I'm more freely receiving what God is giving. If those things are happening in your life, you are on your way. And you should be sharing what you're learning with others just the same way we're doing here. Because that's what we need. It's not about a new revelation. It's not about the latest and greatest and, you know, everything goes around and around. You know, every topic comes and goes. But what we're looking for is a true relationship with God that changes us. And we need to be able to see change in our lives. That's often what gives us the encouragement. First, that God is real, that what we're learning is real, and that we're on the right track. We're not going to get to heaven and have him say, you know, well, I was going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, but you didn't listen to anything I said. So waiting till then is kind of late. Waiting to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I want to hear that now. I encourage you to do that too. What is he saying to you now? So we've been talking about hearing God's voice And we've been looking at what he says, how he speaks to us, and the process. And in a lot of ways, what we're doing is it's not to get a set of, develop a set of steps or strategies, even though those are helpful. And hopefully you're taking notes and you're asking God and you're applying them to your life. But really, you know what we're doing is we're talking about him. Our mind is dwelling on hearing him. Our heart is stirred. I want that. We're taking actions. We're making change in our lifestyle, whether it's spending more time with him or getting up in the middle of the night or just paying more attention. Lord, is that you? So those are really, you know, the bottom line. That's what we're after. Not that you know, okay, this is how to discern the voice of the Lord. It's actually you're doing it. As you're listening to these shows, that's something is quickening in you. What do you think that is? Certainly not because of the spectacular program we put on. It's because God wants to talk to you. He has put that desire in your heart to know him, to hear him, to be with him, to be one with him, to come home to him. That desire wouldn't come from anywhere else, wouldn't come from your enemies, wouldn't come from the devil, wouldn't come from the world, wouldn't come from your self-life, wouldn't come from your soul. Your soul is still trying to maintain control. What does that leave? Any desire to know him more, to be willing to change your lifestyle, to make room for him, it all comes from him, and he is not a tease. He doesn't say, okay, now make these changes, and I'm just going to leave you hanging. Or I'm giving you the desire to know me, but I'm not going to show up. And how do you know that? By doing it. Each one of us, we each have to go through this process for ourselves. And this is the part of the problem, is that this is not something you can inherit from your parents. I don't care if your parents were Billy and Ruth Graham. You don't inherit a relationship with God. We all come to him as individuals. We all come to him as individuals on a moment-by-moment basis. Right now is eternity. Right now is your eternal life. Right now you have all the eternal life you're ever going to get. Now, for some, that's exciting, and others, you're just, you know, that ruins everything because you've been gutting it out in hopes that all I need to do is make it to death, and I'll be in front of his golden throne, and Jesus will tell me all the great things I've done, all the great sacrifices I've made, and give me a crown and a throne. That's not what he's looking for. That's not eternal life. What is? What is eternal life? Knowing God. Eternal life is not more of a higher quality life. Eternal life is a different life altogether. It is a kind of life. It is spirit life. And you either have it or you don't. You're either experiencing it on this blue ball or not. You are either dead in your spirit or living. Now, we're not going to get distracted about the difference, but for you who have been born again, you have received, if you've received Christ, you have been born in spirit. With that spirit came eternal life. You are a joint heir with him. You've received the same inheritance he has. You are a co-inheritor. Not a lesser, not a later. This is not for some other time. This is for now. So, and this is why we always come back to how important it is to hear God's voice. And the best way to hear his voice is to practice. To practice needing it, needing to hear his voice. Sometimes we want to wait till something big is happening, that, okay, we're going to address, you know, we really need to hear from God, so we'll go ahead and wait for him. No. At that point in time, it might be real hard and real stressful to hear from him. Start with where you're at. You're getting up, you're getting ready to get to dressed for work, and you feel, and you're right on time, but you feel a little anxious. Yes, Lord, what's going on? And you feel yourself rushing. And it occurs to you, Lord, should I leave for work early? And something rejoices and you go, yes, leave for work early. So you leave for work early and you find out that there is a traffic accident, that by leaving early, you got to work on time. You got to your meeting on time. And even if what you just got to work on time, just the recognition, the acknowledgement, you're hearing him. God does things like that, will do things like that throughout your day because he wants you to have confidence. You know, when you get in your car and you turn the key or you push the button these days and the engine starts, do you burst into praise and start rejoicing because that happened? No, you expected it to happen. Why? Because every time you've gotten in your car and pushed the button or turned the key, the car has started. So you don't think about it because you have proven by experience you know what happens when you push that button. Now, what if it doesn't? Okay, that's a whole different thing. But the point is that when you become confident in God, God can then start sharing with you and bringing you into a greater yoke with him. He wants to share with us what he is doing. And he can't if we're not confident of what we're hearing. If he's trying to show us how to do things or telling us that this is what he's doing and we're constantly asking, God, that can't be you. Are you sure? That doesn't sound like God. That doesn't sound like that, and start rebuking him. If we're going to argue with him, he can't share what's on his heart. And when we know him by experience, we have that confidence that when he says, get in your car and let's go, we get in our car, we push that button, and we're off. So we have a long way to go in our discussion, but it's not about getting somewhere. It's not getting through these teachings. The whole point is that spend time thinking about your own desire to hear his voice, to have the confidence. So, Lord, I just ask that you give us a new opportunity to need to hear your voice or want to hear your voice. Just these easy little things. When the phone rings, Lord, who is it? When there's a knock on the door, When an email comes in, you get the little notification on your phone, Lord, who's it from? Find ways for yourself that you're just going to start making yourself aware of His intervention in your life on a regular basis. So we're done for today, and we'll be getting back together again the same time next week. Until then, this has been Diane Thomas of Rainer's Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and have a good night.